Be good. Be very good.
I don't know. I'm on a roll today. I'm on a roll, and I'm going to say, who says you can't win? Hello, awakening through the wilderness, building through the valley, becoming before the wind. What? Before the wind. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Who says? Anyway, so I want to welcome my next guest on the show. I know I am being funny today. Don't mind. Well, yeah, do mind me. Yeah, I'm on that. I'm going to put my glasses up. I'm on it. And I'm going to welcome Ms. Parks to the show. Welcome, DeAndra Parks, to the show. Thank you so much. Author of Who Says You Can't Win.
Hi. Hello. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, anytime. You know, I have to ask the question, and I'm going to go back in time. And, you know, there had to be some kind of a pivotal moment for you when you decided you were going to write this book. What was it that happened that just kind of said, that's it. I'm done. I'm writing it. I'm done.
Ooh, you know what? That's a good question. And I have a very great answer. So I lost my mother. Well, I don't like to say lost. My mother transitioned in 2022. And I just started documenting things that I was going through, you know, losing her, the close of my company, just so many different ebbs and flows. I was just writing them down because I've always been one to write things out. My mother was an author, and that was just something she did. And I kind of just always journaled. And as I began to do that, I just started writing things that were going on within my life and in my situation. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to write about it. And I began to take it from there.
Now, see, your book highlights resilience in the face of setbacks. Can you share one of the most challenging moments you faced and how you managed to keep going?
Absolutely. Over these past few years, it has really been a whirlwind for me. So that life itself has been a setback and a setup for this great return. So I'll have to say it that way. The shift happened with entrepreneurship. Being the oldest, taking care of my mother, being her conservator and guardian after her losing, needing that voice, but not having that voice, not knowing how to function, you know, and then losing the company, relationships, everything was shifting and moving within my life. And it was like, what do you do? I had to stand and I had to become. And that's what I began to do with this.
You know, I find that it's difficult when you lose, because I lost my mom in 24, and I feel like it was just yesterday.
Yes, just yesterday.
I mean, I don't know if you ever really get over losing, you know, your parents, and being a parent. Now I understand that they're going to lose me. It's kind of hard, isn't it?
It is.
But you do have to move forward. How did your faith influence your ability to navigate in the uncertainty of this loss?
So what my faith did was actually it stretched me because everything that I had always known my faith to be was being challenged and questioned. Things were not moving for me the way they once were. I was not hearing, in my personal opinion, God the way that I once did, and the way that I was holding on to the faith, you know, knowing him, began to unravel. And I really say that I did that to myself as well, because, you know, our words are powerful. When we speak those things, they become those things. And I was saying things like, I feel like I'm learning God differently. And he's like, all right, you feel like you're learning me differently? Let me show you how better than much you can learn and learn me differently. And that's just what it was. I began to learn differently how to, you know, really lean in and tap into truly who I am through him.
So how did you rediscover your sense of direction during that time then?
Oh, geez. I discovered my sense of direction, honestly, really outside of going within and really studying the scripture. I really know that I was hearing. I literally was hearing different presence and norms that I normally had not heard before. And as I really began to sit still, that's when things just began to shift. I began hearing, you know, what my next steps was and how I needed to become. And overall, all the tragedy, I don't really want to say tragedy, the trauma and experiences and circumstances that I was going through began to really shift and make a different dynamic in my life.
You know that those times, you know how it feels when you can't really answer the question.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Can't really ask the question because you're going through the whole thing in your mind. Like, wow, I remember when that took me for a loop. And I mean, what advice do you give someone currently facing these unexpected setbacks and the questioning their path? Because I mean, just like I just did, it's like, I don't even know what to say. I really don't know how to put it.
Yeah. So let me share with you what I love to share with people and what I will be sharing with people moving forward. First and foremost, silence is volume. Sitting in that silence, you're already getting your answer. You know, I really believe that as you sit there in that silence, that's when God truly begins to speak. Also, I will let people know that when they're going through those wilderness, you're being built, especially when that you know that you have a calling. You have to build up that capacity. And that's what that's meant for me in order to really do that. So what I would share with those, especially those that are walking into the entrepreneurial space, especially if you're saying, hey, this is what I endeavor to do. Well, it's going to cost you some things. It's going to cost you to really learn, to step in, to tap in, to really realize who you are so that you can embody what those next steps are and how you're looking to impact others. You have to be completely whole. You have to make sure that all the trauma things that you've experienced is no longer part of your life because you're helping someone else. You're helping gather, pretty much you're gathering your fragments, becoming whole and helping those other individuals with a template on how to be able to move forward and execute and then launch out into the deep.
Girl, stop. Just stop. It's just, well, it's true.
It is.
It's definitely true. So in your book, you mentioned mindset and the inner determination as key factors in transformation, right? Yes. So how can someone cultivate these qualities even when they feel overwhelmed? Like, I mean, they're going to feel overwhelmed, but how can they cultivate this?
You know, it's a process. It's a step-by-step process. It's a second-by-second process. And I have to go back to the Bible where it talks about us dying of ourselves daily. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to continuously condition your mind. It's not a, okay, I've done it and I'm done. It's a daily process. It's a second by second process. Being able to still your mind, be present. What I've learned in this experience, we're looking into the future, looking for things to change or think that tomorrow is going to be better. Tomorrow is not tangible. Our past is not tangible. Only the present is what you can feel. So be in that moment and feel what's going on. Mm-hmm. As you're able to be in that moment and feel that, it'll begin to also help remove some of the angst. And that's what it is. We are so focused on what's next. What about what is? And what is what we have right now. So let's pay attention to it. Let's lean into it. And then let's begin to move into the next. But we can't move into the next without standing still and being in this present moment.
Mm-hmm. Your book says, and I quote, it says, "Who says you can't win?" How did you come up with that title? And what do you mean by "who says you can't win"?
Okay. I love that you asked me that. So the win is actually win. You know, we're all so fixed on when things are going to change, when things are going to turn the way that we want them to. When will I win? You're going to, again, it's a fixed fight, but do you have the capacity to steer that win? Do you have what it takes to move to the next step? We are all going to get to that next, but you have to make sure that you are okay. And so I really wanted people to understand it's not necessarily the win, which is W-I-N. It's when you have the capacity to steer what it is that you're looking to build, what you're looking to execute, what you're looking to mobilize, what you're looking to structure. You have to become a better version of what you are. You can't go into something new. And again, scripture, you can't go into something new with old wineskins. You have to become someone completely different. When it happens, it's up to you. It's completely up to you. But when you finally get there, that's where you're supposed to be.
How is this journey? This one that, you know, everybody's like writing these books and stuff, you know, but how has this affected you in your journey?
Yeah, it has changed me. Now, to be very honest, I did not like it. Ooh. When I tell you I was angry, I was so angry. I was bitter. I'm seeing everyone else winning and doing things and succeeding. And I'm like, what's going on? And not just that, you know, I'm a woman of faith. I've grown up into the word and this and that. And I've been, you know, in ministry over the years and things of that sort. So my thing was, what is going on? I became angry. And that's what it was. It changed me with anger. And then when you get so much anger and so much frustration, you don't have any more energy anymore. It's like, you know what? I'm done. Let's figure this out. And that's when I was able to like really release, let go, do the work that needed to be done and become a better version of myself. And I have to share this. I actually, again, of course, I'm an entrepreneur. My tagline for my business has always been, I like who I'm becoming. Mm-hmm. Words have power. I did not realize I had to become. And I can share with you now without fail, I love who I have become. And there's going to be continued more iterations of me.
That is wonderful. I am happy that you love who you've become. It takes a moment to actually do that, though. It takes a moment to actually step into who you want to be. I mean, you kind of have an idea, but until you actually are walking in that particular person's shoes, who you want to walk in those shoes that you want to become, it is difficult. What do you want readers to take away when they read your book, when they finish? Because I can say read, but when they finish your book,
when they finish the book, the journey is still going on. But what I want them to take away is that they're not alone. And not just that, confirmation that what they started out to do, they were built for it. That was always the thing for me. I was questioning, am I really built for this? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm built for it. Those who are stepping into their purpose, they're built for it. Are you willing to give up the things of old so that you can become though? And if you say yes, get ready for the journey ahead and enjoy. It's not always going to be sweet. It's actually going to be bittersweet. But when you finally get to that place, mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
I hear you. What's next for you, girlfriend? What's next? What's next?
What's next is so many things that's going on. So what's next is there's actually, we're now doing classes on mindset for the entrepreneurs that we'll be discussing. There's also another book in the making. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. It goes more deeper into the awareness, more deeper into scripture and backing things up with who we truly are with the scripture. There are so many things that are out. I also actually in my business, we have a marketplace that is being developed. The full platform will be released within the next few weeks. So there's a lot of things that's going on with DeAndra, and that's why DeAndra had to go through this wind season.
I hear
because
you.
Because of the capacity. I needed to make sure that I was at capacity to take care of everything that I'm experiencing now.
That is wonderful. DeAndra, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it. You know, you have a business. You said that you had a business. Okay, tell me about this business really quick. Just
so it's ready for change of plans.
Shameless plug.
Thank you for that. It's called Ready for Change Employment Solutions. We are a full-on staffing agency consulting firm doing professional development, i.e. again, something that I had to step into as well with becoming. And we're located here in Detroit, Michigan. You can look up areyoureadyforchange.com. Please look into the book, Who Says You Can't Win. You're able to go onto our website again, areyoureadyforchange.com. There's a link for Who Says You Can't Win, as well as I actually have another book, one of my first books, a shameless plug, but you can't see it. It's called When the Lights Came On. So definitely a, you know, multidimensional entrepreneur, author, and I am looking forward to the next. And you guys have definitely not heard the last of me.
That's wonderful. I am glad. I am very happy. DeAndra, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Yaya. I appreciate you.
Anytime. We're going to have the link for that book. And I'm going to put that book up on the screen again because I like that. Who says you can't win? I don't know. But they better not be talking to me.
We winning.
And we winning. Hello.
That's it.
Don't get mad at me. Get mad at yourself and then change. There you go.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we want to thank you, myself and Deandra, on behalf of whoever you may be in this world today, on the behalf of the person that you are becoming.
Yes.
When you read this book, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to Dare to Be Different. The link for this book is in the description box, so it'll be easy for you to actually find it. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please make sure that you comment on this video, like, and subscribe, and go to the webpage and go check that book out for yourself. I want
it's
to thank
Audible
you guys
as well.
That's it. It's you got to know Audible people. Audible, yes. People, which I am. I'm an Audible person. Go ahead and get that book as well. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. And until next time, guys, bye. Thank you for watching.